Too many people, Aaron said. We really appreciate hearing Erin Brockovich, but we'd like to see her too.
Oh.
In the morning.
She's looking
Come
at
on.
The camera right now. This is early.
Early.
Erin Brockovich is here.
I haven't had enough coffee.
We started talking a little bit about this subject, given your history with uncovering bad situations for communities that are involved. Tell us, in your words, what you're doing here in Sonoma County.
Well, I've been asked by Noreen to come up. I've been asked by community members to come up. You know, after the film came out, and even today, I still get tens of thousands of emails, you know, thousands a month from, you know, water issues. When there's a disaster like this, they will email me. I've had your community members email me. They're concerned about the water issue and articles about the melted PVC pipe and benzene.
Yep.
And what I've learned from these communities is oftentimes I feel like they're asking for permission to speak up. And they're not sure how to do that. So they'll say, will you come up? Will you talk to us? And, you know, I'm always surprised. And I think I kind of have a grip of what goes on in the communities, for sure, with my experience just over 22 years. They want to get involved, but they don't, because they're often told, well, you're not this, you're not that. You're not a doctor. You're not a lawyer. You're not a scientist.
Right.
You're not a fireman. How would you know what this does or doesn't do? You know, hush up and go away. And we do. And what I need communities to do is they need to rise. They don't have to be any of that to be the people who lived here, who experienced it, who lost their homes, that can speak up and say, by God, I have something to say, and what their future and in this community will hold for them going forward.
It's an important subject. It's one we've been married to, of course, since the early evening of October the 8th. I would like to invite in Noreen Evans and Doug Boxer. They are here from Morrow Archer and Associates, and good to have you two here. So is Aaron, and I don't want me to talk about you like you're not here, Aaron.
I'm used to it.
Is Aaron, what is Aaron's job here?
Well, Pat, first of all, thank you for having us. And we're just delighted to have Aaron join our legal team. As you know, I've lived here for 36 years, raised my family here, represented the community for 21 years in public office.
Yes.
And when these fires happened, it became really critically important to hold PG&E accountable for what they did, not only to the survivors of the fire, but to our community. And not only to our community, but communities in Mendocino County, in Napa County, in Ventura, in places all over the state. And this has been going on for years, as Aaron knows. And because of Aaron's long history of fighting PG&E, of fighting corporate behavior that damages ordinary people, Doug Boxer, my colleague who's here as well, had a longstanding relationship with Aaron. And so we invited her to join our legal team. It's all about holding PG&E accountable.
Well, I'll tell you what, speaking of that, let me just do the official thing. We did invite PG&E to, we told them that Aaron and you guys were coming this morning, and as always, we invite them to be on. Here's their statement with regard to the CAL FIRE announcements, which, as you know, the reports have come out with the exception of the Tubbs fire. So their statement is the fact that they look forward to the opportunity to carefully review the reports and understand the agency's perspective. Based on the information we have so far, we continue to believe our overall programs met our state's high standards. The loss of life, homes, and businesses in these extraordinary wildfires is simply heartbreaking, and we remain focused on helping communities recover and rebuild. And that from PG&E. Boy, there's a deafening silence in the room right now. Is everybody afraid to say, oh, no, they didn't?
Not surprising. Surprising in the least.
Well, and you know, in the middle of litigation, there's really not a lot that's going to be said. That's sort of standard operating procedure.
Well, yeah, they're not going to be allowed to. My concern with this company and being involved with, whether it be Hinckley, California, Chromium 6, their Kettleman facility, Chromium 6, out in Topak, Chromium 6, at San Bruno Fire, community members in Sacramento and Bakersfield, where there was PG&E explosions and fires and not answering calls, to this situation, is a obvious pattern of an infrastructure that's antiquated, that they're not dealing with their maintenance. And when a problem does happen, I understand the statement they have to make, but where are you really in accepting that you're PG&E, very large utility company that has a lot of money, that has an obligation and a duty to the customer, the people, these communities, the environment, and this state? And then when a disaster does happen, just wash your hands of it and walk away and go, oh, well. It's a pattern, and it's antiquated, and it's not good corporate behavior. That needs to stop. And where are you today and out here? And I know you're rebuilding, but these people need answers. And not
accepting
this.
I know you'll be able to appreciate this part of it, Aaron, because I think we're of like minds in this regard. You know, here at KSRO, we've been in it since the beginning, and we make a clear distinction between PG&E as a company and the rank and file that work for PG&E.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because those folks, you know, also were our heroes during the entire course of this thing. And so just, you know, personally speaking, you know, I just want to make that distinction again between the rank and file PG&E workers and the company itself.
And I'm glad you did. And that is extremely important. And I respected that in my work in Hinckley and Kettleman. These workers, I mean, PG&E could have lost many of their employees in all of these fires. And they're amazing. And so it is important to make that distinction, and I'm glad that you did.
And so is Erin going to be, you know, will she be a part of our Sonoma County existence for a while, or how's it, that going to work? Doug?
Absolutely. I mean, that's our hope. That's
like, what a bad penny. I'm showing up again.
that's why we brought her here. I mean, you hear the passion and the experience that Erin brings to the table, right? And Noreen and I have been here. Noreen obviously represented the folks in this community for a long time. Over the course of 8 months, I've met personally with hundreds of people who were victims and now survivors of this firestorm. And the reason why we need someone like Erin here is to bring that passion, right, and that advocacy that's so necessary for this community to be heard. And she has a story to tell about this corporation and what they've done in the past. And, you know, history repeats itself, right? And this is what's happening here. You're seeing the obfuscation and the excuses of why things weren't done the way they needed to be done. And that has to stop. We can't have, you know, other Tubbs fires. We just can't have that in our community. We need to take action to make sure it doesn't happen again. And first and foremost here is making sure the thousands of people who lost everything in this fire are able to recover. And that's why we have an advocate, you know, like Erin on our team.
Well, she's a hell of a cheerleader, I'll tell you that. And when I, you know, I first found out about you joining forces with Mauro Archer, I thought, well, that's the best PR move I've ever heard of in my life. And then, of course, you know, given your gravitas, frankly, in this kind of a scenario and with this kind of a company, obviously it's not just a PR move. You're here to carry some weight in this whole equation at a time when, frankly, the community's, you know, balls are wavering because we're tired. You know, we're tired of this.
I hear that, and that is precisely why I'm here. And I'm not a stranger to the area from people that have contacted me because of the fires or the media or comments or environmental
your
issues.
Connection here.
Well, I have family that lives up in the Willits area, Mendocino area, Clear Lake area, and, you know, we were very concerned during these fires. My daughter happened to be stuck between Willits and Clear Lake. And the panic that we heard, for all of us that weren't there when we couldn't reach them, to monitoring the fires, we watched it all, and it was heartbreaking. And it's very difficult for communities when they're already traumatized to decipher between, you know, the law and the truth and PG&E. And what,
especially when you're trying to, you know, deal with your insurance companies.
Absolutely.
To,
know where to live.
Should I rebuild? Should I not?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're very worried about their future health. Everyone's having respiratory problems. How long is that going to go on? What does that mean? There's a lot of things that still need to be looked at. My concern is always for the people. They can get lost in it. And I want them to breathe and stay very focused and know that Superman's not coming. We as people need to take accountability and get involved and become aware and become educated and deal with our communities, and that they don't have to be anything other than themselves to speak up and speak out. This is their home. This is their land. This is their community, and stay rooted in that and defend that. And
well, there's nobody that's going to be interested in hearing you speak in public at all. I'm sorry to hear it.
Exactly.
So you can tell by the people who are, you know, sort of all of a sudden lingering in the hallways here. But this is, Erin has a voice, and this is, you know, something that I can appreciate. Erin has a voice and some experience behind that voice that I think that people who were most affected by the fires will want to listen to.
I'm here for them, and these things take a while to go through. I don't want them to give up and go away. I never want them to lose hope. There's always hope. And you have seen during a crisis the strength of your community.
Heroic, yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they need to stay that strong.
All right, very good. Doug, Noreen, do you have something to add to Erin's amazing words?
Well, I do want to add that we're just delighted to have Erin here, and the response we've gotten from the community thus far is exactly what you're talking about. People really see this as an opportunity to be heard. And, you know, having represented the community for so many years, I can speak on behalf of the community, but PG&E's not going to listen to me. They're going to listen to Erin Brockovich because they know who she is. They know her experience. They know her history. And that's the important thing, because she can bring in to our community the experience she's had in other communities throughout the state with this corporate actor. And she can help us figure out what to say, how to say it, and where to look for things. It's just critically important, and we're so delighted to have her here.
Well,
Doug?
Yeah, I mean, look, I know...
Erin's handing the microphone over to you, Doug.
Thank you. Look, there are lots of folks who were impacted and affected by what happened during that time period in October, who have sat on the sidelines, who just can't, I think, get their minds around, you know, suing anybody. That's not something I always say to people. You don't wake up in the morning and think, who am I going to sue today? It's not an easy thing to do. And so having Erin here, I think, can convince people that this is not for naught, right? This is not something that you're helpless. We have an advocate here. We have a legal team that can help people. It is their legal right to go into court and try to seek recovery for something that happened to them. And we want to explain that to people. This is not, we don't make a hard sell. We want people to make a decision on their own. The fact that we have someone like Erin on our team just means we have brought the resources together to fight a corporate behemoth who we all have to deal with every day,
by the way.
It's funny
you never say the name of the company. I'm not sure the why of that.
I will, PG&E.
Yeah, I was just curious about that.
Yes.
Pacific Gas and Electric.
There yes. you go. I knew it would
thank
come
you.
Out of
thank
Erin
you,
Brockovich for some reason. And Erin, one of the things I think you bring to the table, too, is a finality. The possibility that this situation may actually be rectified within,
it should be.
Yeah, within their own lifetime, you know, not because you've done that, you've accomplished that, you've distributed the money, etc. So people know that it can be begun and they can be in the middle of it and you can be at the end of it. I think that's important for people too.
Absolutely. And, you know, unfortunately, in lawsuits like this, you know, the other side, that's what they hope you do is give up and
yeah.
go away.
Yeah.
And
it's easy to do.
It is. We get, you know, I mean, time marches on and we heal and sometimes we forget things. But it's really important. Nobody up here wants this to ever happen again.
That's for sure.
And
that
so
is for sure.
We need to keep carrying that torch, if you will. And that's probably not the best thing to say after a fire like that. The banner.
You,
I'm going to say banner.
You don't even realize
we're gonna carry
how
the
many
banner.
Fire references there are in our,
yeah.
our regular speech.
Well, I just thought of that
like
when I said
happened.
It. And I'm like, that might not have been the best thing I've ever said. But really to carry the banner about moving forward and the corrections that we need to make and what we need to learn and know and understand so it doesn't happen again. Because I'll tell you, on that next hot day and the winds kick up, everybody will have that terror in there.
Yes,
and they need to be prepared and informed and on guard and vigilant. And they need to stay that way as they go through the unfortunate litigation that's going to occur due to these fires.
This is not going to be the last you hear of Aaron Brockovich here in the county, right?
I'm like a bad penny. I always show up, right?
Well, we're counting on it. So you have a seat in that particular chair whenever
you like. Okay, well, I look forward to it. And, you know, honestly, I know people always don't get a chance, and sometimes I can be their voice if they ask, and they've certainly reached out, and so I'm here. But the work that you have done in the radio station, and again, back to this community, the strength that you showed during a time of need, see, that's what counts.
I always say we live in a community of heroes, and I'll say it until the day there's one less of them.
And you should.
Yes, and great to see you, Aaron. Happy to have you here.
Thank you.
Look
nice
forward
to be here
to our next conversation. That's Aaron Brockovich, and thank you too to Noreen Evans and Doug Boxer.
Thank you, Pat.
From Morrow Arch.
And it's early in the morning for me. Have me back at 3 in the afternoon and see what happens after a couple of
coffee.
Well,
honey,
let's go.
The only time I go 24 hours a day on air is during the fire. So let's not have that happen.
No,
we don't want to do that.
But I might make an exception for you. But
in the afternoon.
Thank you very much for being here. It's good to meet you.
It's great to meet you. Thanks so much.